This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Branaway. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Branaway right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Branaway and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three balls, good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor Bade.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Art Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Mike Wick, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. We are at Fort Loramie, and we've got a great matinee of girls basketball for you here this afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com. Our simulcast is being played back later in the afternoon on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. It's Fort Loramie hosting Findlay Liberty Benton in a terrific girls matchup. Something's got to give here today. Findlay Liberty Benton is beating opponents by 44 points per game. Fort Loramie by 35 points per game. Fort Loramie giving up under 7 points per quarter defensively this year. Findlay Liberty Benton averaging 71 points per outing. These two clubs have had great seasons year after year after year for the last two decades. That's how long head coach Carla Siegel has been here at Fort Loramie. Nate Irwin, the experienced 17-year head coach at Findlay Liberty Benton. Over the last 8 seasons, these two teams have amassed nearly 400 victories combined and just 60-some losses. Two great girls high school basketball programs on the court here today. Good crowd on hand. I'm sure the max of 299 or 300 will sit in the Fort Loramie gym. a nice throng of folks from up around Findlay behind us, and across the way, a Fort Loramie section. Don't forget boys action tonight. It'll be Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee from Minster. Anna on the road against Minster should be a very fine contest. Minster won easily last night in the Midwest Athletic Conference, downing Delta St. John's. Anna didn't play, was to have played Fairlawn. Fairlawn, because of the virus, will miss its game next Tuesday against Botkins as well. Fort Loramie fresh off a 36-26 win against Minster last Saturday. That is Fort Loramie's last appearance on the court 1 week ago, as Ivy Wolf and the Minster Wildcats offense were held in check by Fort Loramie's stifling D. A 10-point run in the second quarter by Fort Loramie, boosted by Dana Rose, who fired home 11 in that period, helped Fort Loramie to that triumph by 10 over Minster. Meanwhile, this Findlay Liberty Benton team played on Thursday night, defeated Van Buren 67-22. That was a Blanchard Valley Conference opponent. Looking at these results this year for Liberty Benton, not one close call at all. I mentioned Van Buren 67-22 on Thursday. Other victories over Arlington 76-23. Arlington has had fine girls teams in recent years. Down Lima Senior 52-30. Van Luz 78-21 defeated Marion Pleasant, usually a strong club, 67-19. And Clobbered Pandora Gilboa 87-16 did Findlay Liberty Benton. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie owns triumphs against Miami East 62-21. Rushi on the road 51-35. At Jackson Center and Fairlawn at home 87-20 and 92-23. At Anna 43-19. The win over Botkins here on December 10th 51-30. And a win over Minster here on December 12th by a final score of 36-26. Defensive pressure will be a key here today. I'm sure Findlay Liberty Benton has not seen tenacity defensively like it will see this afternoon from Fort Loramie. Redskins are turning over the opponents 27 times per game, and Liberty Benton commits just 9 turnovers per contest. Again, something's got to give for sure. And as I noted, Findlay Liberty Benton is averaging 71 a game on the year. Fort Loramie's allowing less than 30 points per contest. The feature player for Findlay Liberty Benton is a freshman, 5 feet 11 inches tall, Lauren Gerken, 17 points a game. A sophomore, Riley Irwin, the daughter of the head coach, Nate Irwin, is averaging 11 a game, and she has made 12 threes, count them, a dozen. 6 each in the last 2 games. 12 three-pointers by Irwin over the last 2 contests. Other players averaging in the 7 points to 8 points a game range include Lauren Smith, Kylie Recker, a good 3-point shooter, Sophie Ashmeyer as well. Findlay Liberty Benton will play 8 or 9. Fort Loramie will play every bit that many, if not more. Meanwhile, the Redskins so far this year are paced by Kenzie Holscher and Dana Rose, each at 12 points per outing on the season. Fine campaign for those two young ladies. And a wealth of support for Holscher and Rose. Colleen Brandewee, Caitlin Gasson, Kara Meyer, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, all chipping in at a few to several points a game apiece. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, making this afternoon's presentation of high school basketball possible. We salute, right out of the chute, our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We also say hello to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, and Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. Don't forget, marinated pork chops tonight, always on Saturday evenings at Brookins. It's a special, mouth-watering, delicious 8-ounce marinated chops, specially priced. Get there early because they will go like hotcakes. Pork chops going like hotcakes tonight at Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. Stop in, tell Carl Arnes you heard all about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to these Rushi Game sponsors, we say hello to Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulte Company, along with the Jewelry Barn located on Rushi Versailles Road east of Rushi. Big savings now at the Jewelry Barn. 15 to 50% off everything in the store. Tell Jolene Rinderlich, the shop owner, you heard about her store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Everything reduced in the Jewelry Barn for Christmas. Create that layaway list right now. Fill up that Christmas basket. Go shopping at the Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Our anchor underwriting sponsors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands. Four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. GoffneFena. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We could not have gotten started without the support from LaCalle. Thanks to all the LaCalle staff and associates, plus Mary Lee Smock and Roger Dietrich at LaCalle in Jackson Center. Gratitude to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of that great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. For information, go to osgoodbank.com. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank, a new underwriting sponsor, along with SecureCom and Minster, also new. SecureCom, that's 1-E, S-E-C-U-R-com, SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. We'll return, take a look at starting lineups when we come back. This is high school basketball, Fort Loramie girls entertaining Findlay Liberty Benton on scoresbroadcast.com. Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Jack Kramer, Mike Wick, filling in for Chuck McBee back here at Fort Loramie. We'll return with starting lineups in a moment. Finley Liberty Benton at Fort Loramie. Great girls game today on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
And a couple of new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com include Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster and Jackson Center Pro Hardware right downtown in the metropolis of Jackson Center on Route 274. Thanks so much to Darren Yinkst at Jackson Center Pro Hardware.
Paul Matthews, John Seiler, and Brett Barnes. Welcome to Fort Loramie, gentlemen.
The Goffney Furniture Center and the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney helps you buy furniture with assistance from family. You see, for 76 years now, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney has been family-owned and operated, taking pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our spacious showroom at Goffney offers high-quality furniture and some of everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. We have furniture for every room, bar stools, kitchen tables, servers, sideboards, even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. For nearly eight decades, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Shop and buy online from the Goffney family. GoffneyFurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery too. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered. Starting lineups being introduced for both clubs here this afternoon at Fort Loramie. Redskins coming out momentarily with Caitlin Gasson, a senior guard, 5 feet 3 inches tall. She is joined by Corinne Heitkamp, a 5 foot 6 inch senior. Kenzie Holscher up front, 6 footer, a senior. Dana Rose, 6'1", a senior. And Jaden Putoff, a 5 foot 10 inch senior. 7 seniors, count them, on the varsity roster for Fort Loramie. Meanwhile, for the Finley Liberty Benton Eagles, as they are called, the opening five is as follows. Taylor Ward, a 5'5 senior to guard, joined by Kylie Recker, a 5'6 sophomore. Riley Irwin, the shooting guard, a 5'6 sophomore. Along the front line, Lauren Durkin, 5'11, a freshman, and Lauren Smith, a 5'8 senior. As I mentioned several minutes ago, Durkin at nearly 17 a game. Irwin pushing 11 a game. Off the bench comes Sophie Ashmeyer at close to 8 points a game. At several Liberty Benton Eagles averaging between 6 and 9 a game, including starters and bench players. 71 points per contest on the year for Findlay Liberty Benton. Fort Loramie allowing less than 30. Something's got to give. How will Findlay Liberty Benton respond to their toughest opponent by far this season? And this could very well be Fort Loramie's toughest. Minster, a powerhouse in Division IV, was Fort Loramie's opponent last Saturday. Findlay Liberty Benton plays in Division III. It's a larger program, bigger school. This is a game that was scheduled for last year, but it had to be moved because Findlay Liberty Benton had to make up a league contest. This will be an ongoing series. Next year, the two teams will meet at Liberty Benton High School. Opening tip to start the contest, won by Fort Loramie. Dana Rose gets it baseline left, a power move up and in. Dana Rose picking right up where she left off against Minster last Saturday. Good, strong effort by Dana. Liberty Benton with the ball out high. It's Kylie Recker, 5'6 sophomore. Hand off on the play to Riley Irwin, the daughter of head coach Nate Irwin, 17-year mentor of this program. He's done a fabulous job. In the top of the circle, Lauren Smith on the arc to the three-point shooter. Riley Irwin missed everything. It was long. Rebound Fort Loramie. Outlet to Gasson. Oh, here's the break. Run nicely. Jaden Putoff's got the gimme. Blocked on the play by Gherkin. Superb effort by the Fort Loramie Redskins to get it down the floor, but then excellent defense by Liberty Benton. With the basketball is Liberty Benton. After the swat, cross-court pass in the right corner to Taylor Ward. She darts through the lane, pitches out back to a three-point shooter. It's Lauren Smith, missed it wide right. And the board goes to Rose. Rose, outlet to Heitkamp. And Corinne is open from 15, missed it off the mark. Loose ball rebound, Dana Rose. 2-0 Fort Loramie. We played 90 seconds. Here's Corinne Heitkamp in the left corner. Gives it up to Putoff, back to Corinne. Cross-court to Gasson. Man-to-man defense, Gherkin on Rose in the middle of the floor. The sophomore, or I should say the freshman, guarding the senior. Gherkin, a ninth grader, against Dana Rose. Kenzie Holscher's got the ball, elbow on the left. First time she's touched it, gave it up, got it back, missed the runner in the lane, did Kenzie. The board to Gherkin. Outlet down the right side to Kylie Recker. Into the post to Gherkin. Spin move, double teamed. Rose and Holscher take it away. It's Holscher dribbling on the go across the center line. 5:48 to go in the first. It's been a defensive tussle so far. Loramie got a goal in the first 15 seconds. Nothing since in the last 2 minutes of action. Top of the circle, Dana Rose shoots a pass to the foul line to Holscher. She squares up, drives in the paint straight away. Missed it high off the glass. No good. Rebound down to the Eagles. It's Recker up the floor for Liberty Benton. Picked up by Gasson. Recker 30 feet away. Flips a pass into the corner. No one is there. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Colleen Brandewey checking in for Jaden Putoff for the Redskins. Dana Rose gets a breather. And Clara Gebhardt is on the floor. Clara, a 5'10 senior. Brandewey, a 5'7 junior. 5:14 left here in the opening period. Fort Loramie's got the ball left wing. Here's Gebhardt straight away. Lobs a throw to a player cutting back door. It's caught. The Redskin receiver falls down on the baseline, out of bounds to Liberty Benton. Still a 2-0 contest through the first 3 minutes. Liberty Benton's record of midcourt picked up by Gasson. Crosses over in a pass to Riley Irwin. Now Taylor Ward. Top of the circle, high right Irwin. Right corner, Lauren Smith. She's crowded, baseline, almost dribbled it out. Fort Loramie with good defense. Ball tipped away by the Redskins over the boundary. And about 6 feet from the corner of the floor on the baseline, the Eagles throw in. And a good jam job by Holscher, who smacked that ball into the Fort Loramie bench. 4:46 to go in the first quarter still. 2-0 Fort Loramie. Inbounding Taylor Ward. And it's tossed into Kylie Recker, 40 feet away from the basket. Recker on the dribble. Outside the arc on the right to Taylor Ward. Baseline right, Recker. High right, it goes to Irwin into the top of the circle. Leaves it for a trailer. Now Recker's got it, 25 feet away. Gerken with a rare touch in the post. Back to Recker for a three from the right flank. Overshoots it, didn't hit the rim. Rebound Fort Loramie. Long throw down the floor to Gebhardt. She stops in the paint area. Blocked by Gerken, but a foul on the wrist, and Gebhardt gets two. Redskins determined to run the floor against Liberty Benton after securing defensive rebounds.
To Clara Gebhardt.
Clara Gebhardt, 5'10", senior at the line. Strokes the free throw a little too heavy. No good. We're stuck at 2-0. Fort Loramie in front. 4:17 left in the first. Holscher and Corinne Heitkamp out for Fort Loramie. Second free throw by Gebhardt on the way. Yes. 3-0 Redskins as we approach the 4-minute mark midway first quarter. Kylie Recker over the timeline for the Eagles, picked up by Gasson. Close guarding duel out front right now. 30 feet away on the right to Lauren Smith. Gerken high post into the hands of Irwin at the elbow on the right. Drives to the foul line, drag the pivot foot. She walked. Good call by the official. He was on it. 3:57 left in the first, 3-0 Fort Loramie. Finley Liberty Benton, averaging 71 points a game on the year, has been blanked the first 4 minutes plus.
Fort Loramie's playing really good defense.
Far left wing, it is Gebhardt into the lane to Dana Rose. Goes around Gerken. Oh, what a block by her. Lauren Gerken, a defensive specialist in the post for Liberty Benton, went up and took it right away from Dana Rose. Here is Irwin to Gerken in the lane. Ball stabbed away by Fort Loramie. Thrown on the arc by Liberty Benton. It's wild. Picked off by Fort Loramie. Steal by Kara Meyer. Down the floor to Dana Rose. Now to the trailer. Gasson and the Redskins set it up. 3-0 Fort Loramie. 3:16 to go first quarter. Head of the key, Colleen Brandewee. Hits a cutter down low on the left. Here's a driving shot by Kara Meyer. Ooh, it rolled off. Rebound into the hands of Liberty Benton. 3-0 Fort Loramie. We've played 5 minutes. Again, this Liberty Benton team, 71 a game. I ran down the scores for you in the pregame segment. They have been blank so far. Steal Fort Loramie. Dana Rose on the run. Down the floor with the left hand in the lane. Short, no good. Bothered by the taller Gerken. Or I should say Gerken, who's every bit as tall as Dana. But the loose ball rebound comes back out to Fort Loramie. Redskins reset the attack, leading 3-0, 2:35 to go, first quarter. Left wing, it's Brandewee. Now between the circles, it's Gebhardt. Outside the arc on the right to Meyer. Drops it down inside to a teammate who is knocked to the floor. Common foul against Liberty Benton. Foul number two on the Eagles. Fort Loramie yet to pick one up. 2:26 to go in the first stanza. 3-0 Fort Loramie. Inbounding the ball, baseline right. It is Gasson for the Redskins. Looks for Holscher or Rose in the lane. Gets it to Dana now in the corner. Dana's got the ball. Picks it up. Stops her dribble. Gets rid of it to Gasson. 35 feet away. She's being hounded by Taylor Ward. Bounce pass low on the left for Rose, who wasn't available. Pass went awry, out of bounds. 3-0 Fort Loramie. We've played nearly 6 minutes. It has not been the highly skilled offensive game we expected to see. All defense, and both teams saddled with turnovers. Liberty Benton has turned it over at least a half a dozen times so far. 2 minutes left in the quarter. Top of the circle, Ward. Gives it up right wing to a teammate. Sophie Ashmeyer is in now. Ashmeyer at the elbow on the left to Gerken. A weave to Ashmeyer. She's bottled up at the elbow on the left. Throws on the arc to the three-point shooter, Recker. No good. Off the back brace. Good strong rebound in the lane by Fort Loramie. Well done by Kara Meyer. Outlet to Gasson, who streaks down the court. Hits the trailer put off. Baseline drive. Running one-hander. In and out. No good. Down below the rim. Wouldn't stay in. Running the other way. It's Recker for Liberty Benton. Coughed it up in the paint. Another turnover steal, Fort Loramie. Minute 25 to go in the first. Fort Loramie 3, Liberty Benton nothing. Who would have thought this would have been the score with nearly 7 minutes gone? Oh, there's a patented Fort Loramie play. Cross-court pass, gas into the cutter, Dana Rose. She was available. Pass off the mark. Out of bounds, it sailed. 72 seconds to go here in the first period. 3-0 Fort Loramie over Liberty Benton. Right out of the chute in this game, a bucket by Dana Rose. Less than 15 seconds in. We have not had a field goal in the last 6 minutes and 45 seconds. Outside the arc on the left, it's Gerken. Puts it on the deck against Fort Loramie's Holscher. Drives into the lane, left-handed, a half hook, rimmed, no good, hit the backboard, spun around. Holscher on the giddy-up. Down to Corinne Heitkamp, pulls up from 15. It is rattling in. Almost popped out, stayed home. Good jumper by Corinne Heitkamp. Fort Loramie's second field goal of the first quarter. 35 seconds to go in the period. Ball lobbed into Gerken. She shakes loose down inside for Liberty Benton. Congestion, though, at the last second. Ball hits the beneath side of the rim. Rebound down to Fort Loramie's put off to the trailer, Brandewee, and it is fumbled, taken away. That feed was not a good one, and Liberty Benton snarfed it up off the floor. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Taylor Ward outside the arc on the right to Recker. 7 seconds remaining. Liberty Benton's been blanked in the first period. 3 to go. Ball lobbed into Gerken. Broken up by Gaston. The quarter concludes. Fort Loramie thwarts Findlay Liberty Benton in the first period of this game. The Eagles coming in, averaging 71 points per contest. Shut out in the opening quarter. Fort Loramie leads at 5-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Well, in a robust way, the Fort Loramie girls start the second quarter with a steal and a run-out basket at the other end by Kara Meyer. She plowed around two players from Liberty Benton and streaked to the rim and popped it home. Here's a quick long three try by the Eagles from the right flank. Missed by Lauren Smith. Long board to Fort Loramie, which is up 7-0. 40 seconds into quarter number two. 25 feet away with the basketball for Fort Loramie. It's Gasson. Gasson gives it up to Riley Heitkamp, who's in now. Here's Corinne Heitkamp pumping up a three straight on. Missed it short. Rebound kicks out to Liberty Benton. Played a minute here in the second quarter. The Eagles scoreless in 9 minutes, averaging 71 a game. Here's Gerken in the paint for Findlay Liberty Benton. Swivels and banks it in from 10 feet. There's the first fielder. 7-2 Fort Loramie. Redskins hustling down the floor a little too hastily. Awkward shot by Corinne Heitkamp. Baseline right off the side of the glass, and Liberty Benton gets the rebound. Here's a fumbled ball at midcourt, picked up on the play by Holscher. Run out the other way, driving layup is good. And Fort Loramie leads it 9-2. Carelessness at the center line by Liberty Benton. 6:21 left in the second. Redskins up 7. Liberty Benton over the timeline. It is Kylie Recker. Hounded on the play. by Fort Loramie's Riley Heitkamp. Boy, Riley is sticking to her like Elmer's glue. Is it a 5-second count? Oh, it's called a foul. Ticky-tacky. Didn't necessarily agree with that one. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 9 and Liberty Benton 2. Ball out of bounds in front of the Fort Loramie bench to Taylor Ward of Liberty Benton. The Eagles in the road blue, white numbers outlined in red. And Eagles across the front of the jersey in red, trimmed in white. Down the sides of the shorts, a red stripe with blue diagonals within the red. Fort Loramie in the home white, black numbers outlined in red. Fort above the numeral, Loramie below. And red and black stripes down the sides of the shorts. It's a bright red worn by Liberty Benton and a royal blue. Here's Riley Irwin deep in the left corner, coming off two games during which she canned 12 threes. Nearly a walk, top of the circle, but Taylor Ward off to Irwin. Irwin starts to drive against Kara Meyer, goes baseline, hemmed in by two, and then she heaves it out of trouble to Kylie Recker. Near side pass to Taylor Ward, goes baseline right, blocked by two players. Kenzie Holscher got a piece of it, for sure. Outlet to Caitlin Gasson, into the post area. Turnaround 10-footer by Paige Eilerman, 5'10 senior for Fort Loramie, who's in. Too hard, rebound down to Liberty Benton. 9-2 Fort Loramie, 5:18 to go first half. Dribble drive, Recker into the lane, handoff to Gerken. And Gerken pounds her way between two players, draws a shooting foul from 6 feet away. And Lauren Gerken, who is the 5'11 freshman, averaging nearly 17 a game for Liberty Benton, steps to the stripe. She's got the visitors only 2 points so far. Her free throw, very high archer, clangs off the side of the rim, no good. Having checked into the game for Liberty Benton is Chelsea May, who's on the floor. I'm sorry, that was Chelsea May who was fouled, not Gerken. May, a 6 foot junior, looks a lot like Lauren. Missed the first free throw, made the second. Gerken 5'11, May 6 feet. Those two players play in the post for Liberty Benton, which is down 9-3. 3 minutes gone here in quarter number two. Caitlin Gasson between the circles for Fort Loramie. Right side pass goes to Kara Meyer. Straight away it's Holscher. Holscher against May. Baseline left. Gasson lost it. Taken away by Liberty Benton. Ball might have gone off the shoe of Caitlin. Gobbled up by Ward of the Eagles, who trail 9-3. 4:41 to go, second quarter. And here's the ball shaken free by Fort Loramie. A scrum for it. Top of the circle. Fort Loramie arrow. Score up, still at halftime. Northwestern 4:38 remaining here in quarter number two. 9-3 Fort Loramie over Findlay Liberty Benton, which didn't notch a field goal until about 2.5 minutes or so, at least 2 minutes into that second quarter. Only one bucket so far for Liberty Benton, averaging 71 a game. Here's Fort Loramie trying to make a difficult pass from 25 feet away on the floor down inside. And May, at 6 foot, stuffs it out of bounds for the Eagles. Gasson, the playmaker, below the rim for Fort Loramie. Looks, hits a cutter down the lane. It's Corinne Heitkamp. Bounces right back to Gasson on the baseline. Kicked out of bounds by Liberty Benton. Gasson will play it in once more. Heaves it on the arc to Holscher. Head coach Carlos Siegel signals play number one. At the elbow on the left, it's Kara Meyer. Outside the lane on the right, it's Rose. Behind her to Holscher. Jumping, shooting, swishing from 17. Two-pointer by Holscher. Nicely done. All cord right down through the ropes. 11-3 Fort Loramie. 4 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Dribbling 25 feet away, Allie Heagle, 5'8 junior, who's come in off the bench for Liberty Benton. Left side to Brooke Dieter, a 5'8 junior. Here's a drive by Dieter. Dana Rose is planted. Offensive foul. Redskins bench loves it. Dana took the charge. 3:52 left in the second quarter, 11-3 Fort Loramie. Findlay Liberty Benton, 71 points a game, held a one field goal through the first 12 minutes of the opening half. Up over the timeline comes Gasson for Fort Loramie. She burns a path into the right corner. Hits a cutter. Kenzie Holscher right down the lane. Up and in on the bank shot and a foul. Gasson to Holscher. Kenzie was moving without the ball. And she lost her man. Defender had to slide over late for Liberty Benton. Didn't get there in time. Holscher hit the runner, kissed it in off the window, was hacked on the arm as she put it through. Three-point play chance for Kenzie. Fort Loramie right at 70% on the year at the stripe. That rolls around and goes through. It is 14-3 Fort Loramie, 3:38 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Liberty Benton down the floor. Ball looped baseline left to Brooke Dieter. Dieter straight away to Kylie Recker outside the arc on the right. To Irwin. Irwin steps back, unloads a three, hit the rim, backboard, no good. She's hit 12 threes in the last two games. Here's a drive of Fort Loramie down the floor. Caitlin Gasson, she took it the last 60 feet and scored. What a play by Caitlin, knifing right through the defense of Liberty Benton. 16-3 Redskins. Forecourt right, Kylie Recker goes against Dana Rose to the rim, banks it up too hard. Long rebound, Irwin on the arc. Jump shot deflected by Corinne Heitkamp. Into the hands of a Redskin player, Kara Meyer, and Fort Loramie gets a timeout. Leading Findlay Liberty Benton 16-3, under 3 minutes to go in quarter number two. And we will keep it right here and tell you about Pinnacle Sports Therapy, located in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. Physical therapist Jim Spitzer has 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. Pinnacle treats knees, shoulders, neck and back pain, bulging discs, even headaches. Pinnacle accepts most major insurance plans, including Anthem, Medicare, workers' comp. You may not need a doctor's referral. The time and effort you invest in physical therapy are worth it. For sure, it's a good idea to know a superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle. 700 East Park in Fort Loramie, phone 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy keeps you moving forward. And don't forget, Jim has got a center in Versailles. It's the Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation Center. He's operated it for the last 14 years. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. He will keep you moving forward. 2 minutes and 54 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie blistering Liberty Benton right now, 16-3. Findlay Liberty Benton without a field goal in the first quarter. Finally got one a couple minutes into the second. Here's a drive by Caitlin Gasson. After the timeout, a little runner floats it up from 10. Hit the rim, no good. Rebound Liberty Benton. Here's Kylie Recker up and over the timeline. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Pass right flank to Lauren Smith. Smith dribbling. Double team. Ball's kicked on the play by Fort Loramie. Tenacious defense by the Redskins. It has surrounded the ball handler for Liberty Benton all afternoon. Oftentimes, two white jerseys are present.
You know, when they play like that, there's only five girls out there, but it makes it look like 10.
Well, at least six or seven anyway.
Yeah, anyhow.
Opposing coaches and teams have said that about Fort Loramie's defense over the years many times. Another kick. Ball is booted out of bounds by Fort Loramie with 2:15 to go in the second. Redskins still up 16-3. Inbounding is Brooke Dieter. Fires to midcourt for Kylie Recker. Crossover dribble against Gasson. Recker steers toward the corner. Lauren Gerken, the freshman post player back on the floor. Bad pass picked off by Putoff. Putoff a big Euro step into the lane. No good. What a rebound. A rebound by Heitkamp. Got it. What a play by Corinne. She squeezed between two Liberty Benton players who were near the basket. Snatched the board and got the ball to dance around the rim and go through. 18-3 Fort Loramie. Liberty Benton drive by Recker. Dumps it down to Gerken. The pass is high and out of bounds. Another miscue for Liberty Benton, which trails 18-3, 1:43 to go here in the second quarter. Gasson inbounds to Putoff, right back to Caitlin. She's at midcourt for Fort Loramie. Man-to-man defense by Liberty Benton. High right to Holscher. Hits a teammate in the lane. Ball thrown to Corinne Heitkamp. Left corner. Overshoots the three. Weak side rebound, though, by Gasson. On top to put off. Broken up and stolen by Recker. Recker streaks the other way for Liberty Benton. Missed it. Off the rim. No good. Rebound Eagles. Travel violation on Recker. At Liberty Benton had a near point-blank shot. That trip down, couldn't find the range, and the visitors are stuck at three. 3 points for Finley. Liberty Benton, 18 for Fort Loramie, just over a minute to go here in the second quarter. Corinne Heitkamp to Caitlin Gasson, foul line for Fort Loramie. Behind her to Brandewee, left side Corinne. Corinne to Caitlin on the arc to Holscher. Foul line. Now Jaden Putoff thought about the three, didn't let it go. 53 seconds to go in the second period. Pass from the corner. Heitkamp to Holscher. Low on the left. Broken up. Out of bounds. 18-3. Fort Loramie. 51 seconds to go in the second quarter. Baseline left to the rim. Ball is inbounded by Putoff. Jaden looks. Lobs out back to Holscher. Between circles, it goes to Kara Meyer. Left side put off, long three, skidded off the rim. Attempted save by Fort Loramie. Touched last, though, by Liberty Benton. Out of bounds. Still retained by Fort Loramie. 42 seconds to go in the quarter. Ball lobbed in put off in the top of the circle. Jumping, shooting from 18, wide left. Rebound out of bounds to Liberty Benton. 18-3, Fort Loramie. 38.6 remaining here in the second period. Liberty Benton walks it up. This year, not so much a three-quarter court pressing team from Fort Loramie, but very tenacious, tight man-to-man in the half court. Here's nearly a jump ball, but a foul ruled against Fort Loramie. Only the team's fifth, non-shooting. Liberty Benton takes it out in front of the Fort Loramie bench. It'll be triggered by Taylor Ward. Ward looking, lobbing into the paint area to Gerken. Gerken tries to squeeze off a seven-footer, but guess what? Holster's got other ideas. Gets her mitts on the ball. Tie-up occurs. Arrow favors Liberty Benton. 23.8 to go here in the second quarter. And Fort Loramie up 18-3. Clara Gebhardt on the floor for Jaden Putoff. Final seconds, second period. Ball lobbed into Gerken on the arc. Gerken against Holscher, baseline. Spin move, pivots. Arches one up with the left. Wide, no good. Loose ball rebound, Liberty Benton on the arc to Irwin, who jacks up a three. Swish! Long three ball, Riley Irwin. 18-6 Fort Loramie. 4 seconds to go in the half. Here's Gasson with it. 30-footer Redskins. Air ball out of bounds. Finley, Liberty Benton. Limited in the first two quarters of play to 1 2-pointer, a three right before the end of the half, and a free throw blanked in the first quarter of action by Fort Loramie, which is in front 18-6. That is the tally here at the half. The holidays are a wonderful but hectic time of the year. Don't stress over finding that perfect gift. Give them what they really want, money, and spend more time enjoying the holiday season. Use Zelle in your Osgood Bank mobile app to send money to a friend before the end of the year to be entered for a chance to win $2,500. For more information, visit osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, new underwriting sponsor, Osgood Bank. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom does it all. Remember, the security for your business doesn't necessarily require the expense of a large amount of time and money. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. At SecureCom, we know most people have common knowledge about various security systems, but leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM.com. SecureCom.com, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at SecureCom.com. Your pros in protection. Our halftime report is brought to you by American Architectural Glass, Inc. in Fort Loramie. Mike Wick, let's take a look at our numbers. Fort Loramie in the lead by 12, 18-6 after two periods.
Well, we'll take a look at them here for Liberty Benton. Scoring is kind of easy. It's kind of lopsided here, but we've got Riley Erlin. She's shot a three and made it. Got Lauren Gerken with only two, and Chelsea May scored one of her two free throws. And that gives them a total of 6 points. On the other side of the board, we've got Caitlin Gasson. She has two. Kinsey Hoser, she's got seven. Dana Rose with two. Clara Gephardt with a three. And Haran Heitkamp has four. And that gives them a total of 18. So we have a score of 18-5 at half.
As we said in the pregame, something had to give here today. Fort Loramie allowing less than 7 points per quarter. And in the first half, Finley Liberty Benton averaging 71 points per game on the year, netted just 6 points. That tells the tale right there. Fort Loramie's defense has simply suffocated the Division III unbeaten Finley Liberty Benton club here this afternoon.
And I would have thought it would have been a little bit closer than this, but really, Loramie's done a great job.
Eagles still within striking range, down just 12. That's four threes. And the hotshot guard, Irwin, has made a dozen of them in the last two games. Liberty Benton will try to find some solutions offensively in the locker room during the halftime break. 18-6 Fort Loramie. That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.oh.com.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware in the center of town, Route 274 in Jackson Center, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Check out the DeWalt display of power tools and accessories at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Over 20 feet of DeWalt products, all 11% off, and all work gloves 50% off. Go to the Jackson Center Pro Hardware Facebook page to win prizes. Daily drawings till Christmas, open 10 to 2 on Sunday, Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 1. Thanks to Darren Yankst at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Along with Wygant Real Estate Development, located in Minster. Lots for sale in Fort Loramie and Minster subdivisions, for example. Beautiful ones. Now taking reservations for these lots is Wygant Real Estate Development. Established in 1977, no substitute for experience. That's why you select Wygant. We're the region's only real estate building and development company all in one, Wygant in Minster. Fort Loramie JVs look mighty good pulling away, defeating Finley Liberty Benton in the preliminary tilt. Ava Turner with a good game, a sparkling coast-to-coast drive early in the fourth quarter of that junior varsity contest. Don't forget tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. We've got the Anna boys and the Minster boys. That's tonight. Anna Minster from Minster, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee, airtime at about 7, tip-off a little before 7:30 tonight from Minster High School. Our student athlete spotlight segment is next, brought to you by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start 14 years ago. In fact, January marks our 15th calendar year. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And today we highlight a senior, Jaden Putoff, for Fort Loramie, daughter of Jim and Jenny. 3.93 GPA for Jaden, active in NHS, History Club. She also participates at Dorothy Love. She's a letter writer. Boy, I commend her for that. Also takes part in Mathletes and is a valued participant in Rustic Hope in Rushi. She will go to Kettering Medical College and study either sonography or radiology. Riley Irwin, sophomore guard, the head coach's daughter at Finley Liberty Benton, also highlighted by LaCal. Daughter of Nate and Heidi, 4.0 student is Riley Irwin of Liberty Benton. Cross-country, track, student council, Habitude, extremely active as the sophomore. She'd like to pursue the dental field, study dentistry at an undecided institution at this point in time. She'd like to run track or play basketball wherever she attends. Riley Irwin, sophomore at Liberty Benton. Jaden Putoff, senior, Fort Loramie. Recognized here today by LaCal Equipment. We'll take a break for LaCal, reminding you right now that Fort Loramie leads Finley Liberty Benton 18-6 at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We will take our 3-minute radio station commercial break a little late. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is Jack Kramer along with Mike Wick, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. We return to the third quarter here at Fort Loramie High School. Apologize for getting back late. 22-9, Fort Loramie in the lead over Findlay Liberty Benton. A Dana Rose basket, a Kenzie Holscher basket for the Redskins on the inside. Sandwiching around a three from post player Lauren Gerken of Findlay Liberty Benton. Our halftime score was 18-6 Redskins. The lead is 13 for Fort Loramie a couple minutes into the third quarter. Liberty Benton with possession down to her left. Ball thrown top of the circle for Gerken. It's loose, broken up, tipped away by Fort Loramie. Holscher foul line, gives to Gasson inside the arc. Short on the 15-footer. Holscher's all over the place. Weak side rebound. Good! What a play by Kenzie. Kenzie Holscher getting it done here at the start of the second half. And Fort Loramie bolts to a 15-point lead. 24-9 Redskins with 2.5 gone here in the third quarter. Four big points by Kenzie Holscher at the outset of this second half. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our great underwriting sponsors, including these from Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, plus Superior Aluminum. And we also give gratitude to the Jewelry Barn located on Rushi Versailles Road. Big savings right up to Christmas at the Jewelry Barn. 15 to 50% off at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Barker Insurance, outstanding anchor underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. It turned a reputation second to none for many years now. Barker has been number one, the most valued agency in the area. It will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Well, after the Liberty Benton timeout, the Eagles throw it away right to a Redskin. Fort Loramie with possession, up 24-9. First 3 minutes, second half of this game. Top of the circle, Corinne Heitkamp, shot fake into the lane, steal. Good play by Irwin as she picked the pocket of the Redskin player. And now Findlay Liberty Benton's got it up and over the timeline. It's Kylie Recker outside the arc on the left flank to Irwin. In the left corner to Smith, picked up by Holscher. Smith almost out of room, double team, throws it out back to a guard. Ball travels to near midcourt, gobbled up eventually by Irwin, and Liberty Benton restarts the attack. Fort Loramie's defense has taken Liberty Benton out of its game all afternoon. Here's Lauren Smith on the dribble, 25 feet away to Kylie Recker. Right wing to Smith, backs up, shoots the three, overshot it. Good, strong, weak side rebound to Caitlin Gaston. The little mighty might at 5'3.5", streaks down the floor, on the arc to Corinne Heitkamp. Swish on a 24-footer. Corinne Heitkamp from downtown. And Fort Loramie's lead swells. It's biggest of the afternoon, 27-9, 3:53 to go here in the third. Ball thrown down the right wing to Smith in the corner. Shut down by Holscher. Back out on the arc to Brooke Dieter. Reach-in foul against Fort Loramie. It's common. One on each team here in the second half. Fort Loramie blanked. Finley, Liberty, Benton, first quarter of play. Eagles didn't get their first bucket till 2 minutes into the second period of action. Dana Rose on the floor. Kenzie Holscher gets a breather. Clara Gebhardt in now for Fort Loramie, along with Colleen Brandewey. Here's a drive to Liberty Benton down the right side of the lane, all the way to the rim. It's put up and in by Recker. Nice move by her. She split a couple Redskin defenders, knifed her way through, and dropped it in off the backboard. 27-11, Fort Loramie. Here's Dana Rose in the paint area. Feeds to Kara Meyer, open from 16. No, it's Clara Gebhardt who knocks it down. Well done by Clara. Set her feet. Good assist from Dana Rose. 29-11, Fort Loramie. 3 minutes to go here in the third. Kylie Recker out back to Riley Irwin. Left side pass, Brooke Dieter. On top to Irwin. She wants to shoot the three. She retreats, tries to create space. Gives it up left side to Recker. 2:46 to go in the third. Baseline left, it's Dieter. Cut off a two white shirt. Into the post to Gerken. Gerken tries to squeeze off an eight-footer. Half hook shot, foul. Fort Loramie's on the arm. Couple free throws coming here for Liberty Benton with 2:36 to go in the third quarter. And the score 29-11, Fort Loramie. Gerken at the stripe, dips the knees, very high arching free throw, no good off the back brace. She's got, what, one field goal, Mike?
One field goal, 1-3, so she got a total of 5.
She's got 2 buckets on the afternoon, has a 3-pointer here in this third quarter. She notched the first bucket of the game for Liberty Benton a couple minutes into the second. And here she splits 2 free throws, makes the second after missing the first, 29-12 Fort Loramie. Ball dribbled up and over the timeline by the Redskins' Riley Heitkamp. Right side pass to Brandewey. Banged out of bounds by Irwin of Liberty Benton. 29-12 Fort Loramie. Dana Rose in front of assistant coach Shadow will inbounds for Fort Loramie. Now to Holscher, baseline right, around one player, 2 players, throws opposite, other side of the floor, to a teammate, Riley Heitkamp, outside the arc on the right to Brandewey. They try to post up Rose in the middle. Here's Holscher straight away. She gives it up, gets it back, deflected, loose in the corner, touch last by Fort Loramie, out of bounds to Liberty Benton. Much better defense by the Eagles, that trip down the floor. 2:11 to go in the third. 29-12 Fort Loramie, which led 18-6 at the half. An 11-6 quarter in favor of Fort Loramie. Dribbling down the left side of the floor, Dieter on the arc to Irwin, steps back, high arching 3 ball, clangs off the rim, and caroms out of bounds in the corner. The 3-point gunner for Liberty Benton has not gotten the look she prefers here today. Irwin's made 1-3, correct, Mike?
That is correct.
And she's had 8 or 9 looks behind the arc, but has not been able to cash in but once. Here's the floor opening up right side for Fort Loramie's Brandewey. She darts toward the rim, cut off late. Defensive foul, Liberty Benton. Minute 43 left in the third. Redskins up by 17, 29-12.
And that was Irwin's third, so I believe she's coming out of the game.
Irwin sits down. Redskins inbound to Rose on the arc. Ball high overhead, looks for Holscher on the interior. Right corner, Heitkamp. Corinne steps back, shoots the 3, short, skips off the rim. Far side, weak side rebound down to Brooke Dieter. 29-12, Fort Loramie. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Recker, head of the key, picked up by Gasson. Throws to the corner, Holscher with a theft. Stolen by her, ruled a late jump ball. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. minute 22 to go here in the third quarter. Redskins up by 17. Fort Loramie led at the end of the initial period of play, Mike, by the score of what?
At the end of the half?
Initial period, it was
5-0.
And then our halftime tally was what?
18-6.
And it was 10 minutes in before Findlay Liberty Benton got its first points of the afternoon. Club averaging 71 a game, being held down at 12 with 56 seconds to go in the third. Straightaway Holscher for Fort Loramie. Looks down inside for Dana Rose, can't find her. Holscher dribbles behind the back, still on the bounce. Coughed it up, got it back. Down to Dana, top of the key. Head coach Carla Siegel calls a timeout with 43 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie leading Findlay Liberty Benton 29-12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at TomJerry's.com. Or call Mike at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com.
Dana Rose in possession for Fort Loramie, which leads 29-12. Final 20 seconds, third quarter of play. Rose to Gasson, pitch and catch, right side of the court. On top, Ranaway back to Gasson, 14 to go. Gasson 25 feet away, guarded by Ward. And Ward manages to fight the ball free out of bounds. Loramie will inbounds right of the rim with 10.3 to go in the third. Jaden Putoff, the outside shooter on the court. Final 10 ticks of the second, or I should say third period. Gasson on the arc to Putoff. Foul line, muscles into the lane. Behind her to Holscher. Open look, long two, bullseye. Kenzie Holscher with 4 seconds left. Drilled a two. And that is the end of her third quarter of play. 31-12, Fort Loramie. Good assist put off to Holscher for the bucket to close out third quarter action. Redskins up 31-12 over Division III Findlay Liberty Benton on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
So we're pleased to promote Hoeing and Hoeing Builders in Anna here on scoresbroadcast.com, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of our lots northeast of Kentlersville on Rutger Road, offering home remodels, additions, and outbuildings, too. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoeing and Hoeing has become one of the premier home builders in the area. And our lots for sale northeast of Kentlersville on Rutger Road are in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144, 937-394-7144. Hoeing and Hoeing Builders in Anna, what you can imagine we can create at Hoeing and Hoeing. Kenzie Holscher picks up a foul for Fort Loramie as we start action here in the fourth quarter with the Redskins leading 31-12. Here's a dynamite defensive play by Fort Loramie out of the arc. Colleen Brandewee blocks the three from Irwin, and Fort Loramie comes away with it. That play right there typifies the Redskins' defense all afternoon. Oh, here's good high-low action thrown from Corinne Heitkamp down inside to Holscher, and Liberty Benton returns the favor blocked by Gerken. Here at midcourt with the ball for Liberty Benton, it's Kylie Recker down the right side against Gasson. 7:15 to go in the fourth. 31-12 Fort Loramie. Here's a dribble drive through the lane area by Sophie Ashmeyer of Liberty Benton. Shot it up wide, no good. And the rebound is popped out of bounds by a blue shirt. Fort Loramie 31, Liberty Benton 12. Well, no doubt in the first couple of weeks of January, when the first state rankings come out for divisions 1-4 in boys and girls basketball, that these two clubs will receive lofty rankings. Fort Loramie thumping a Division III program here this afternoon, 31-12, 6:55 to go here in the fourth. You can bet Fort Loramie is going to be mighty near the very top spot in the state in girls D4. Liberty Benton coming into the game today with a record of 6-0. I'm sure we'll be ranked in the top 8 or 10 in girls D3. Here's a Fort Loramie inbounding travel call as a Redskin had tried to dart through the paint area. Turnover, Liberty Benton possession.
And right before that, Riley Irwin picked up her fourth but sent her back to the bench.
6:45 to go, fourth quarter of action. It has turned into a little bit of a snoozer. We didn't expect that would be the case. Liberty Benton's offense has been stuffed by Fort Loramie all afternoon. Collision, right corner of the floor, foul against Fort Loramie as Liberty Benton was running its offense. 6:31 left in the fourth, 31-12. Redskins lead it. Again tonight, Minster Anna on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Airtime a little before 7, tip-off just prior to 7:30. Recker, foul line, Liberty Benton down the lane, running one-hander, hit the rim twice, came off. Tough luck. That's the way it's been for Liberty Benton, a lid on it all day. Holscher gives it up left corner, Gasson, good look from three, short. Holscher tries to save it, knocked out to Liberty Benton. 6:11 to go, fourth quarter, 31-12, Fort Loramie. Baseline left of the rim. Gasson inbounds to Holscher. On the arc to Brandewee. Back to Caitlin. Caitlin around on top. Rotates it to the right. Into the post. It goes to Gebhardt. Spinning. Turning from 12. Missed it strong. Got the rebound back and put it through. Oh, heads up play. Nicely done. Did I identify the player properly, Mike?
You did.
Gebhardt?
Yeah. She did a nice follow-up on her shot.
Give credit where it's due. She knew where the miss was going, got to it in a hurry before a would-be rebounder, and put it in off the window. Excellent play by Gebhardt of Fort Loramie. Tell you what, the Redskins have a number of outstanding contributors off the bench. Head coach Carla Siegel can rotate in probably as many as 10 and keep good defensive tenacity and offensive punch out there on the floor. A long, high-arching three-ball, a floater by Lauren Smith of Liberty Benton is good. And it's 33-15, Fort Loramie, with 5:28 to go here in the fourth. Redskins outside the arc on the right. It's Brandewee. Looks for Holscher in the lane. Goes to Riley Heitkamp. Now to Gebhardt. Swung on top to Riley. Right side to Kara Meyer. Across the bottom of the key to Holscher. Open baseline left. 12-footer swish. Excellent ball rotation by Fort Loramie. Redskins moved it briskly around the floor. And a good beneath-the-basket pass led to the goal by Holscher. Here's a reach-in by Fort Loramie as Liberty Benton drives down the lane. Team foul 6 on the Redskins. 4:55 left in the fourth. The lead for Fort Loramie is 20. 35-15, biggest spread of the afternoon. Baseline Recker inbounds on the arc to Smith. She lets it go again. In again. Three-pointer Lauren Smith, two in a row for her. 5'8 senior drains a couple. Timeout called by the Eagles. 4:51 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie 35, Liberty Benton 18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Well, after the Liberty Benton timeout, the Eagles apply pressure full court. Fort Loramie tries to race it down in a hurry, and the ball is momentarily lost. Tie-up result. Fort Loramie keeps it. Baseline right, ball lobbed in right below the rim to Colleen Brandewey, and it is poked away from her by Liberty Benton, out of bounds off the Redskins' last. 4:37 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie 35, Finley Liberty Benton 18. Redskins now have on the floor Kara Meyer, along with Kenzie Holscher. Will check out the five momentarily. Also in is Danny Barhorst, a junior. Right side throw for Liberty Benton to Recker. Recker goes baseline now, shoots it long, weak side rebound to Smith on the arc, and she misses, proving that she can not make them all. She pumped in a couple in a row, all net. That one went kerplunk off the rim into the hands of a Redskin. Fort Loramie sets up the attack, under four to go in the game. Inside pass, Fort Loramie, busted up by Liberty Benton. 3 minutes, 53 seconds to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie leads Liberty Benton 35-18. A hockey line change from Fort Loramie. Three sit down, maybe as many as four sit down. Here's Putoff, top of the key, down the lane, roams to the rim, driving shot. Oh, hit the backboard, rim came off. Little too much English on that one. 3:43 to go in the game. 35-18 Fort Loramie. Liberty Benton at midcourt. With the ball is Kylie Recker. Left-hand dribble down the lane to Smith in the left corner. Deep three, overshot it. Weak side rebound, though. Irwin on the arc, jumping, shooting. It clangs off the rim. Into the hands of Holscher of Fort Loramie. Finley Liberty Benton simply has not shot it well, averaging close to 60% from two-point range for the year. And I'm sure down around the 20% mark here this afternoon against Fort Loramie. 3 minutes to go in the fourth, 35-18 Redskins. Left side pass put off, looks inside, can't find anybody. Now Gasson straight away. 17-point lead Fort Loramie. Clock winding down, 2:50 to go in the fourth. Holscher at the elbow on the left. On top to Heitkamp. It's Corinne, handoff to a teammate, Barhorst, who traveled. 2:45 left in the game. 35-18 Fort Loramie. 17-point lead. This one really not in doubt since late second quarter, for sure by halftime. Fort Loramie's defense has stifled Liberty Benton all day long. Here is Holscher giving the blue-shirted Gherkin the knee. 1-1 now for Liberty Benton with 2:32 to go in the fourth quarter. You know, the holidays are a wonderful but hectic time of the year. Don't stress over finding that perfect gift. Give them what they really want, money, and spend more time enjoying the holiday season. Use Zelle in your Osgood Bank mobile app to send money to a friend before the end of the year to be entered for a chance to win $2,500. For more information, visit osgoodbank.com. That's osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member. Of that last foul in Fort Loramie was the team's sixth. Liberty Benton threw it inbounds to Gherkin below the backboard. Holscher gets a piece of the shot, and out of bounds it goes. 2:19 left in the fourth, 35-18 Fort Loramie. Recker inbounding left of the rim, inside to Gherkin. She swivels and banks it in. Nice shovel shot. Sideways maneuver by Gherkin. 35-24 Loramie. How many points now for Gherkin, Mike?
She has 8 points.
She has 8 of the Eagles' 20, averaging 17 a game. The fine post player for Liberty Benton has struck for 8. It's now 35-24 Loramie, which has seen its 20-point lead sliced to 15. Just 2:05 to go, though, here in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go, final 2:05, Division 4, Fort Loramie 35, Division 3, Findlay Liberty Benton 20. The lead has been as many as 20 points. Fort Loramie led 18-6 at the halftime break. Liberty Benton, averaging 71 a game, was shut out until the 6-minute-plus mark of the second quarter. Fort Loramie attacking, put off on top to Gasson. Outside the arc in the right to Riley Heitkamp. Finds an open player down inside. It's Corinne, her sister, who lays it in.
Nice pass.
Riley to Corinne for the deuce, and it's 37-20. Fort Loramie, well done. Sis to sis. Here is Liberty Benton attacking outside the arc on the left. It's Irwin, and it's clawed away. Fine defense by Riley Heitkamp. Up to Corinne. Ball on the floor. Corinne gets it, sends it to Riley, and Fort Loramie starts the attack. It's Gasson straight away. A minute 13 to go in the fourth. 37-20 Redskins. Holscher high left, now put off high right. Foul line extended left. It is Corinne Heitkamp on top to Riley for a three. Airborne around and out. Scrap for the rebound in the corner of the floor. Out of bounds off Fort Loramie last, I think, Liberty Benton possession. With 57.9 to go. No, a foul called against Fort Loramie. Loose ball foul, corner of the floor. 1-1 for the Eagles. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. And Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one agency in the region again. Free throw missed badly by Liberty Benton. Fort Loramie with the board, up 17, 45 ticks remaining. Thanks as well to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. And the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. And Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Couldn't have gotten started without help from Locale. Thank you, Locale, for the tremendous support. Locale Equipment, quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Here's Fort Loramie working the clock. Final seconds ticking away. Redskins up 17. 6 to go. Down inside 5. Head of the circle, Riley Heitkamp. Right wing, it's Corinne. Jump shot from 17. No. And that's the way it concludes. Fort Loramie thumps Findlay Liberty Benton 37-20. Redskins shut out Liberty Benton the first 10 minutes of this game. And Findlay Liberty Benton never really did get its offense untracked. And the Redskins went up a 17. Biggest cushion was as much as 20. Mike Wick along in a minute to run down the scoring for you and highlight our Clancy star of the game. Additional anchor underwriting sponsors we salute. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. And for information, check osgoodbank.com. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Securecom in Minster, SECUR.com. online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, 1055 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And a couple of new underwriting sponsors we've added here very recently. Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster. Thanks so very much to Wygant. Wygant does it all. Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster. And Jackson Center Pro Hardware on 274 right in the center of town. Wygant, by the way, established in 1977. No substitute for experience. That's why you select Wygant. Wygant Real Estate Development, the only real estate builder and development company all in one in the region. And thanks to Darren Yingst. Darren Yingst at Jackson Center Pro Hardware on 274 right in the center of town. Don't forget, he's open on Sunday from 10 to 2, Monday to Friday 8 to 6. Check out the DeWalt display of power tools and accessories. All work gloves 50% off. Go to JC Pro Hardware's Facebook page to win prizes, daily drawings too, thanks to Darren Yingst at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, right there in the center of town. Redskins won the JV game and take the varsity tilt here over Findlay Liberty Benton by a count of 37-20. Division 4, Fort Loramie, thumping Division 3, Findlay Liberty Benton. Mike, let's take a look at the scoring.
Let's take a look at the scoring for Liberty Benton. Kylie Recker had a single field goal for 2 points. She missed the front end of 1-1 in the fourth quarter. Riley Irwin had a three-pointer for 3 points total. Big scorer, Lauren Gerken. She had a total of 8 points, two field goals, a three, and then she made one and missed one of her free throws. And the only other scorer was Chelsea May, who was one of two from the free throw line. On the Laramie side, things looked good. Caitlin Gasson, she has 2 points. Big scorer, Kinsey Holscher, with a total of 15 points, mostly 2 points. She did sink a free throw in the second quarter. Dana Rose, total of 4 points. Both those were twos. Clara Gephardt had a total of 7 points. And Corinne Heitkamp had nine, one of which was a three.
Well, inside players, Kenzie Holscher and Lauren Gerken are stars of the game. Outstanding performance from Fort Loramie's Kenzie Holscher. She just could not be slowed down by Findlay Liberty Benton today. Grand team effort by Fort Loramie. Defense was phenomenal. Findlay Liberty Benton, averaging 71 points a game, was stopped cold, held to a mere 20, 51 below their per-game average. Again, Lauren Gerken, Kenzie Holscher, our Clancy stars of the game, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And once again, thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. We say hello to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. And Brookins, don't forget, good eating tonight. Saturday, marinated pork chops. Get them while they last. You better head to Brookins at 10 Elm Street early. Marinated Chops at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. And Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. And Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, we will keep you moving forward. Fort Loramie wins it with 17. Boys action tonight from Minster and the Rockets. Take on the Minster Wildcats, who clobbered Delphi St. John's last night. Should be a high-scoring tilt, run and gun. A fine contest. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee tonight at about 7 from Minster. Tip off around 7:30. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for our updated schedule over the holidays. On Tuesday, more than likely, it'll be Fort Loramie at Houston Boys. That's on Tuesday night from Houston. Fort Loramie Boys on the road down Route 66 will be at the Houston Gym. Tip off at about 7:30 online and on WMVR at just a little before 7 on Tuesday night. Then from Tuesday to beyond Christmas to the week between Christmas and New Year's, we'll have no action for you. We'll follow up with the games certainly after the Christmas holiday weekend, perhaps contests on Monday and or Tuesday right after the Christmas holiday weekend. Thanks so much to our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM listening audience today. Thanks to our online scoresbroadcast.com audience throughout the region, the state of Ohio, the Midwest, the whole country. For Mike Wick, Jack Kramer bidding you a good afternoon from here at Fort Loramie, where the Division IV Redskins have knocked off Division III Findlay Liberty Benton easily 37-20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.